Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. It's been good just to begin a little bit of thought into the prophet Haggai. And we see that he has a really major role in the whole sense of renewal, of bringing God's people not just back into the physical land, but to actually bring them back to a place where they are lifting up and honouring the name of God. And one of the key ways they will do that is to build the temple. The building of the temple is a wonderful picture of prioritising the kingdom of God, seeking first that kingdom above everything else. And we're told that they were given little warnings in terms of crops failing or not producing very much, in terms of purses with holes in and whatever they're earning is running away. And these warnings were there to say, look, get your priorities right. Now, Haggai, of course, and Zerubbabel and Nehemiah, these are men who have got the right idea. Ezra is another one. They've got it right. And God will speak to leaders. God will speak to people who are then to inspire and direct and challenge the people of God to move in the right direction. And what God is saying is, he's saying, look, there is a shaking that's going to take place among the nations. And people will come and go. Prime ministers will come and go. Presidents will come and go. Dictators will come and go. Leaders will seem to be immovable, but suddenly, even overnight, they're gone. Lots and lots of disturbance. But the house of God, the church of God, will stand. That is not necessarily the physical building, but the community of God's people have been designed by him to stand forever. That everything else might crumble and fall apart, but the church is there, built on the rock which is Christ. And whatever storms come to seek to overwhelm and crush, God's people will be able to stand firm in the evil day. And therefore, that is why, although it's good to pray for our governments, the Bible says we should do that. And if some are called to stand for parliament, then they should do that. But fundamentally, we believe as God's people that what will make a difference in society, it's not a government of a particular political flavour or colour, but what will actually change things is a church that is full of his glory. And what the prophets and the workers and the leaders are inspired to do, and Haggai is revealing and opening this up to us, is that the glory of the house of God in the future can be greater than the glory of the past or even the present. Now, when the temple was first made and opened, the glory of the Lord filled the house. But Haggai says there's more. In terms of the glory, the manifest presence of God, there is much more to come. And therefore, there is this exaltation, there is this urgency that the priests and that the people of God should seek to get into a good place, into a righteous place before the Lord, so they can be fully available to him. The Lord wants his church to be like a signet ring. A signet ring would be used to place on a document. It would kind of be like a seal of approval. It would bind it. It would make it clear this has come from someone very, very important. God is looking for his church to be restored in such a wonderful way that people will have to acknowledge the Jesus who is the head of the church. I'm going to pause there. My good friend Patrick will join me after some worship, and we will just consider a little more some of Haggai chapter 2.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at the second chapter of the book of Haggai. Richard, just to recap for us about Haggai and the first chapter and where we are historically, if you like.
Yes, well, the children of Israel have been in exile, and now they're trickling back into the Promised Land. And what Haggai is stirring up the people about is that it's all very well them coming back into the land, but if they're only going to look after themselves and get their own houses and families and things like that in order and neglect the house of God, the temple, they're not doing everything that God had planned. So his main mission, as it were, is to provoke them and challenge them, get your priorities right. I think that's probably about the gist of chapter one.
And there are verses here in chapter two that seem to suggest the power of God is coming out here. Verse six talks about shaking the earth. You know, God is very, very powerful. But verse eight goes on to talk about silver is mine, the gold is mine. God is in charge of all these things, and he has the power to shake things up if he so desires.
Well, he certainly does. And I think that the issue is that God's people, the church, don't need to be shaken in the way that the world is shaken. There can be all sorts of uncertainty and fear in the world, but God's people don't need to be in that fear. And one of course, the issues for anyone is having resources to do what God is calling us to do. And therefore, that's the whole sort of emphasis of the silver is mine, the gold is mine. God is saying, not only will I cause you to be firm and stand strong in the midst of this shaking, but there's actually provision for my work. I will never ask you to do something that I don't give you the resources to do the job.
Because he has all the resources that are necessary for whatever he would call us to do.
Exactly.
Okay. Verse 22 talks about, you know, leaders being overthrown. And again, God having this amazing power that he can overthrow leaders. That's not a difficult thing to God.
Well, that's right. Man can come across sometimes as so powerful, but in fact we're very, very fragile. And we've had events in the UK at the time of making this program that prove the vulnerability and the fragility of man, and that's also true of leaders.
Does this speak quite directly into the situation in the world today? Is there a shaking going on in the world today?
Very much so. There is a great deal of unrest, and there's a great deal of challenge to things that seem to be there forever, and regimes that seem to be so strong, but with terrorist groups and all sorts of other activity, you can see that there's a lot of vulnerability around, and all of this shaking, whether it's the devil, and sometimes it is the devil, or whether it's something that God is definitely activating, the end result is that we might find him who is absolutely the rock.
So there is a hope at the end of the day. If we feel our lives, our world is being shaken, God is saying, I'm still in control, I'm still offering hope.
Absolutely, he is our hope. And I like that picture of the signet ring. It's like God, you know, you put a ring on the finger of your wife when you marry her, a sense of covenant, commitment. And God is saying, you're my people, you belong to me, and whatever happens, the future is very, very full of hope.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.